great. I appreciate you taking the time to come share time with me and the audience. So tell us, what does the Intrepid group do?
Well, the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund is a national nonprofit organization that supports the American military personnel and their families. We're currently building a series of treatment centers for service members suffering from traumatic brain injuries. They're called the Intrepid Spirit Centers, like I said. They're built at the military bases around the United States, not just Army, but Army, Marines, Air Force, to name a couple. I'm not sure about the others, but so they're not just toward one service. We have 7 open right now, an 8th is under construction as we speak, and then we're still looking for funds to build 2 more Intrepid Centers, Intrepid Spirit Centers.
I got you. So where does the funding come from for the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund?
Well, the funding comes from...
is it mostly individuals that are contributing to the fund, or is the fund relying totally on individual contributions?
We are 100% from donation. We take no money from the government. So basically all the American people that donates to help these Intrepid centers get built, 100% of the donation goes toward these buildings because there's no underlying. All the donations are from the American people that help.
Yep. I got you. I saw in your bio that you were treated specifically at the National Intrepid Center of Excellence. And so is that one of the Intrepid centers that you're talking about?
That is, like I said, an easy way to say it, like the mothership, Intrepid Spirit Buildings, which are, so to say, satellite buildings. These are the ones that we're building around the different military installations that each cost between $12 and $14 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but like I said, they are getting, it's so much easier when they're at the military installations for service members to get help, as opposed to trying to take service members all to Bethesda, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, what are the benefits or some of the benefits that you received on your care that you needed after all the trauma? What were the benefits of you getting your treatment, at the Intrepid Center versus somewhere else?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's any different because some people do go there. It is an outpatient, but you're there 5 days a week for 4 weeks, and being there, you're going to get the same treatment as you are at these other these Intrepid Spirit Centers. Mm-hmm. That are built out. They're just easier for service members to get the treatment at.
I got you.
The same medical care and all that good stuff that goes along with
it. Well, it sounds like that having these centers constructed and built around the different bases makes it so much more convenient for not only the person that needs the care, but also the family to be there with the service member while they're getting the care instead of having to travel all over the nation. Is that right?
You're absolutely right, Jay, because for me, I had to leave from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And I had 2 young boys, a little bit older now, but still I had 2 young boys at the time. I had to take them to a different state for a month for care and then head on over to Maryland for, for 30 days with my wife. So yeah, definitely being at the military base does provide a lot. The couple has children together and the service member's injured, they can, I'm sure, probably daycare wherever they're, or with another family member there. But it does, it will make it a lot easier for the care to be given by these facilities with the service member being right there, that building being very close to the service member.
Right, right. Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to have you here on the show and how I heard about Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund was from my good friend Lance Edwards, who has been a very successful real estate investor as well in the Florida, where basically he's based out of Houston, but... Anyway, Lance was telling me this past year that he was so impressed with this organization that you have reaped the benefits from. He released his new book last year, and the proceeds from that book actually were all given to this organization, Intrepid Fallen Heroes. And I, as I understand it, Todd, this organization that you've received, you know, such good benefits from what I understand, the contributions that go to this organization, unlike a lot of other organizations, the Intrepid Fallen Heroes either get to keep most or all of the charitable contributions. Is that correct?
Jay, that is correct. 100% of the donations goes directly toward the building. There's no 90%, 95%, you know, a cut that somebody else takes from it. 100% of the donation goes to supporting these buildings or building these infrastructures to 100%. I mean, there's almost no other organization that does that I know of.
Yeah, I remember Lance telling me about it, and he was very, very impressed with that. Well, Todd, I know that the audience that we have here would like to learn more about the organization, and I know we've got a lot of viewers and listeners that would like to participate. And I tell you, folks, this is a fantastic way to show your appreciation for our military service members that are serving and have had some type of experience like Todd has. So, Todd, how can folks participate and give towards this wonderful organization and learn even more about it and get any other questions answered?
Well, they can go to fallenheroesfund.org. It's fallenheroesfund.org. On the website, it'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll tell you why and how 100% of the donations go toward these buildings. And spread the word. That's the best way to do it. You know, help donate yourself and spread the word. Tell somebody else. And unlike, you know, 100% of donations that go toward the building and toward this, you know, the fund, I mean, you just can't beat that. Can't beat it at all.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we're going to put that for those that are viewing on YouTube and any of our other platforms that people have got the video. So let's give that website out one more time, and we'll also have it in the show notes.
Absolutely. That is fallenheroesfund.org.
Fallenheroesfund.org. That's wonderful, Todd. Well, Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show here with us. Any other information or any other comments you'd like to share before we go?
Well, I certainly hope we covered it all. It's been a pleasure having me on the show. Hopefully, you know, we can reach a couple people that will be more than willing to help out. I mean, it's such an awesome organization, and I love doing this. As a service member myself that's been through the treatment in these facilities, it's unreal. You just can't beat that. Can't beat it. I love it.
That's wonderful. All right, folks. Well, Todd, thank you so much again for being here on the show. Again, thank you for the service, and God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Jay. And whoever's Lance with you there too, you guys take care. Thank you very much.
Bye for now. We'll see you on the next show.